More than 100 workers will lose their jobs when the Macy's, housed in the Philadelphia Wanamaker building, closes in March. Experts say the pending closure is due to fallout from a combination of poor sales and retail theft. We hear more from WHYY business reporter Kristen Mosbarker-Garza.
Retail historian Vicki Howard says the industry has struggled to compete for a long time, especially against online shopping.
Department stores have been under siege for many decades, but it's been hastened by the pandemic.
And it doesn't help that Macy's had 280 shoplifting incidents in 2024 alone. Temple University criminologist Jerry Ratcliffe says that stores can only take so many losses.
Only scraping by a profit on the margins, and then retail theft is increasing and it doesn't look like it's going to abate. That may certainly be a major factor in their decision making.
Like closing a store after 20 years, known for its holiday light show. Kristen Mosbarker-Garza, WHYY News.